The last thing anyone wants is for the garden to feel like a cemetery.
The whole design concept was kind of a ribbony effect, flowy, natural, kind of happy feeling kind of a place.
That's Nick Ulrich, a welder at Artisan Metalworks in Flagstaff, one of the businesses contributing to the children's garden. He cuts and buffs different metals that will be transformed into decorative gates and sculptures, designed with Van Gogh's painting Starry Night in mind. Ulrich says the project appeals to his sense of community and his role as a new father.
It's been, you know, a really touching thing to be a part of this, and talking with the ladies, and, you know, just I couldn't imagine losing my son right now. I really feel for anyone that has lost a child, and I think having a place like this where you can go and cope and, you know, realize you're not the only one, and it's something that it's a really tough thing to go through, and I can't imagine. I hope I never have to go through that.
Isolation is the inspiration behind the children's garden. The project started taking shape 10 years ago after Flagstaff photographer Anna LeBenz lost a child to stillbirth.
You know, you end up losing friendships because people don't know how to support you, so they avoid you. Of course, you have family members who think they know best, and they're from this schooling of we don't talk about it, we stuff it away, but then we just don't think about it, and you get over it. Like, I don't ever want to get over losing my son. That means I forgot. How could I forget?
LeBenz is the founder of the JLB Project, a nonprofit organization which provides support services to families who've lost babies. JLB stands for Jack's Little Brother, the nickname given to LeBenz's late son while she was pregnant with him.
We wanted to create a space that was joyful and inviting and a place of reflection, a place of remembrance, and also a place of joy and celebration of those lives, and how all of it is to create a supportive community that erases those lines and those barriers that keep our grief in silence.
The death of a child is one of the most profound traumas a person can experience. The psychological and physiological effects can be debilitating. Psychiatrist Chris Gunn runs a child loss support group in Flagstaff. He says it's a complex grief that few people understand unless they've experienced it on some level.
Well, they might say, oh, well, you're still young. You can have more kids. Oh, well, I guess God wanted your baby in heaven. And as well-meaning as those things are, it often is very hurtful and painful to the grieving parent to hear that. Because it really doesn't represent at all maybe where they are at that moment.
You're silly.
37-year-old Anna Turco stands in front of a wall of family photos in her Flagstaff home, cradling her 2-year-old son, Cy, in her arms. He points to the pictures of his older brother, Vincent, who passed away from a rare heart condition when he was just a few days old.
No, you don't fully recover ever. I get to go through the years knowing that my child would have been this age, or my child could have done this, or he could have broke his arm off of a bike. It comes along with the territory.
Turco believes the memorial garden will provide a safe setting for families in pain. Everything around them will be living.
It's a place to where I look forward to taking my kids. Also a place to where I can sit, remember my son, have my kids play, and, you know, when the time's right and they want to sit and remember the memories that I've shared with them at the park, I look forward to that too.
The Children's Garden of Flagstaff is set to open next summer. When it does, Vincent Turco's name will be among those engraved on a special memorial wall. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan.
Can you go?
Yeah.